Ali, I got to ask you about something I was looking at last night.
Hang on. What site were you on?
No, you're
it's 20 to 8
on your Twitter handle.
Instagram. I don't do anything on Twitter.
Okay, whatever it is, that's
yeah. Instagram,
bit of social media.
Yes, flat out achieving far call.
Yeah,
that's FARCALL.
The Insta I tried to get a handle on at King of the Mountain yesterday. Those videos I got rid of. They're all sitting there frozen, looking like an idiot.
That's
go to
all
Facebook
right.
If you want to see that. No, but you were just like doing a mini Olympics in a backyard there somewhere. It was so cool to watch racing around the streets on your bike. The synchronized swimming in the pool. Is, oh my God.
Well, full disclosure, it basically came from being, and look, we're all adults, being hungover. I had a shocking hangover Saturday morning.
That was your
remedy.
And
that's very unusual for me.
Yeah, right.
And if ever I'm hungover, like that, I mean, I honestly can't remember the last time I was that hungover. And because it was the first, to put it into perspective, my girlfriends and I, we've been trying to have a weekend away for over 6 years now. You know, I lived in Taz for 3 years, and one of our girlfriends, Holly, couldn't come up, so she was pretty upset. But yeah, we were a bit excited. We gave it a bit of a nudge on Friday night.
Oh, it started Saturday, Friday night.
Yeah, well,
okay.
It started Friday night. That's the problem.
Yeah.
I had a massive hangover Saturday morning, and if I'm ever really hungover, I'm not one of these people that lays in bed all day. I have to get up and get moving.
Good
and try and get the demons out.
Yeah.
So,
and how does getting the demons out translate into doing a full-on Olympics?
Mon and Eddie have got a pool. And I said to Eddie, I know the pool will be totally freezing, but I think I'm going to have to jump in the pool. I feel that bad.
Can we put the Zinc family in the picture here? So
I feel that shabby.
There's video of this on this. Ali doesn't mind her talking about her private Instagram there. Flat
no,
out achieving
no.
far call. But if you have a look at the videos on there, they're synchronised swimming with is it Eddie?
Yeah, Eddie.
In the
well,
pool.
It's Monique and Eddie's house. And
right.
I will say, Monique, my girlfriend, is someone that has the most extensive costume collection you've ever seen in your life.
Yeah.
She's unbelievable. And so she had this one of her favourite jumpsuits. It's like this Australia Day jumpsuit that she bought years ago. Way too small for me. So warning, be warned, if you have a look, I'm not at my best. Had no bra and undies on as well.
I don't need to know that.
Well, I just put it on to go for a swim, and then
Hang on.
Going for a swim.
I'm just
going to
bring it up again.
Into, you can't see anything. That's the only reason I said it. I'm just being honest. And then that turned into, because I'm dressed in the Australia outfit, let's pretend we're doing time trials for the Brisbane 2032 Olympics. So, you know what I love about my friends is they're just straight on board with stupidity. So then it turned into about, 2 hours of doing Olympic time trials.
But I look
and
great.
And you've got Caro there, doing the Brisbane 2032, doing all the voiceovers. Tanya's there blowing on this massive horn.
Yeah, what, a Beluga
Eddie's,
horn or Fluza horn?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Monique's dressed in this massive,
referees.
Oh, honestly. It's you know what, Bill?
It's fun.
I tell you what, it cured my hangover, that's for sure. But the thing for me is I honestly think that as adults we don't get enough opportunity just to play and be silly. And I personally believe we almost need it more than kids do.
You've got a nice bunch of friends who allow you to film them doing all these silly things. You're all jumping in together having a crack.
Well, I wasn't filming. That was Caro, our commentator.
But I have a bunch of people I hang with who just would never ever, wouldn't ever appear on camera anyway, never allowed to take photos.
Why?
Certainly some of the videos that you took of you jumping around, horsing around.
Oh, look, we were taking the video. Look, to be honest, the videos were for our benefit and for our memories. Yes, I've chucked them up on my Instagram and Facebook, and that's only for our other friends to enjoy the stupidity. But, yeah, it's about the memories for me and it's about playing with your friends. So what, your mates wouldn't just get amongst a bit of shenanigans like that?
No, I certainly wouldn't let it be filmed. And we probably more sit around and have a few drinks at a barbie, but it's certainly no one ever gets up and does things like the Olympics or even have a game of cricket or footy in the backyard. That has died out a long time ago.
Like, I'm not saying ditch your old friends, but find some new mates.
But all they want to do is sit around and, you know what, the most conversation is bitching about, you know, how the kids are doing, what they're up to because they're getting older and bloody COVID. That's all I seem to whinge about. You seem to sit around and have a whinge fest more than anything else now.
Yeah, look, and I think it is important that it's not just about drinking when you're playing with your mates, because obviously, yes, of course, it's got its place. Alcohol has its place, but Like, I personally feel like I'm going to have a bit of a break from alcohol. I've just had too much on the weekends for the last few
days left of dry July. Good on
you. That's right. I'll have 4 days off. No, I think, like, do you think that it's just that people won't allow themselves to be seen as being silly sometimes? Or is that what it is for you and your mates?
Maybe you're not comfortable with the inner child because that's what takes over your personality. But my mates, certainly, they don't play, as you say. They just would never be up for that sort of thing.
I love it. I love pretending that sometimes we'll just be sitting around and pretend we're having a shop. Okay, who's the shopkeeper?
How old are you guys?
Because it's just that immature base fun. Here, put it out to the Zinc family. It wouldn't just be me, that's for sure. There's plenty of people that love this sort of playtime.
Adam, adult playtime. Are you and your mates indulge? What do you do?
I think if the times are in, it's usually online. A bit of banter on social media more than in person. But
yeah. No, that's fair enough because we're all so busy now.
What do you mean, having a crack at one another?
Yeah, whether it's sharing a meme or an opinion of a news article or something like that.
That's a good call because often we're all we're all busy and people have got kids and you're running around and don't have time. But you're right, social media is great for that, isn't it? Where you can just chuck up an old photo of one of your mates
and it starts a conversation and bring back conversation
that
can go deep into the
You haven't done what Ali's done and do crazy videos and put them up there of you know doing nudie runs around the house.
I did not do that.
I know, but I'm just saying, is Adam?
I mean,
not
on Saturday. I didn't.
Oh, well, make sure you tag me in that.
No
comment, says Adam.
You don't want to see that.
Oh, yes, he does.
He's a sick man.
What's your Insta again? Do you want to put it out there?
What? There's no nudity on my
Insta. No, there
isn't. Thank you. Flat out achieving far more.
Louis, you weighing in, mate?
Oh yeah, mate. Hey, Ali.
Yeah.
If you want to open up, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
You know, adults down having fun, being like kids. Yeah, I'll be your first customer.
Excellent. You reckon that adults don't get enough opportunity for that playtime and silliness, Louis?
No, they get the opportunity. They just don't take it.
Okay.
Deep thinker and, like you.
Yeah, and they just sit back too much and think, oh, look at this clown over here. And really, you know, they're really saying inside, geez, I'd like to be doing that.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that often, and look, honestly, I'm just lucky that I've got friends that just embrace stupidity and silliness and run with it. You know what I mean? And, and I'm not trying to make out as if we're anything fantastic. I mean, it honestly came out of me being hungover on Saturday morning. But I think, sometimes it's just instead of overthinking it, just roll with it and allow yourself to look silly. You know, Louis, one of my favourite sayings is, and I'll probably get this wrong, but it goes something like this. The level of happiness in someone's life directly correlates to the amount of silliness they allow into it. And I am absolutely a firm believer of that.
Yeah, I believe you're right with that.
And Louis, I want to see you in a Roman toga, mate, on video.